Coffee.
Episode 138. Disgusting Tales of Dentistry. Recorded November 21st, 2011. This is hour 4 of 4. This week we talk about dentistry, we develop a new product, and we ask if hipster chicks are the worst. You can find us places. Dial 937-501-1002 to do stuff to it. I think that is it. Spanks for listening.
Thanks for listening.
Beans, you got one? Thanks for listening.
Snortcoffee.com.
Yep.
Leave us some notes, review us places. Yeah. Let's do it on iTunes. We need some help.
Tell us we suck.
Need some exposure.
But tell us why.
Yeah. One star as long as you give a good explanation.
Yeah.
That's fine.
We'll work on it. We're not doing anything else.
No, really.
Doing anything else.
Bye bye.
Bye.
The ugliest, dude. Like, one's normal. Like, one's a normal kind of dog, I think. The
what
other
kind?
One's hideous.
So you just mean mutt.
I don't even know. It's
just
like
straight up like
color.
Midi mutt, like
yeah.
Mid-size.
One's like a miniature greyhound, or like a Weimaraner. It's terrible.
See, I was going the other way. Like
it's really skinny.
I was going with
sickly.
Like
it's got the tail that kind of curves back into its butt.
Can you see the ribs in the tail?
Oh yeah.
It always creeps me out when you can see like each little notch of like the bone structure in
where
the dog's tail.
Where they'll regrow if you break them off.
Is that true?
Yeah.
Well, that was lizards.
No, it's well, at least that kind of dog as well.
Is that the good stuff?
No.
You didn't bring any of it?
No. No, I thought about it.
I'm the alcoholic, huh?
Well,
yes, the answer to that is yes.
I went and looked at my room model. There's only a little bit left there. I was like, fuck it.
We can talk about that in the next therapy
corner, dude. Drink a lot, dude. Yeah.
Kristen Stroker.
This is the first time we've ever been. Yeah. So where are you guys? Don't mention that though. So Joe was cool with it in the beginning, and it was like, I'm uncomfortable with you guys mentioning.
Boston Stroker.
Yeah. So. Well, I mean, normally we've been doing it at, like, Austin's house, or another one of the dudes has, like, a studio space that he has downtown, so we've been doing it there, and then we did, last month, we did it down at the Occupy Dayton site.
So, a lot of people come up and talk to you.
We had a couple drop-ins, yeah. We had one today, so that was cool. We were hoping for more. I think maybe we would get more if I like, made a sign. Like, feel free to stop by and chat with us.
What have you been up to, man? Doing the podcast.
Yeah, I'm just working. Jerry? Joel.
Actually,
nice to meet you, too.
I
think at...
Sinclair?
Not Sinclair.
Jess?
He got married. And then didn't talk to you guys anymore. It was green.
Oh, Dean.
Yeah.
Dean?
At Dean's... wedding, like the camp thing.
Actually. Oh yeah, because you did come to the camp thing after. Yeah. Remember you came.
Maybe didn't camp, but like hung out for.
Joe's
for a minute.
Wedding. That was Joe's wedding.
Oh, yeah. Shit.
I didn't get
Dean's
wedding. Joe's wedding. I was like, wait, Dean got married in Hawaii.
Yeah. Does that work?
No, he's married. Yeah. Is he? To that other chick
again?
That met.
They got married.
Married that chick that keeps him away from life.
Right.
Yeah.
That's not.
Are these things on?
I think so.
Okay. So we're recording.
That one's on, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So what are you guys talking about?
Just whatever.
That's sweet.
Yeah.
Do you guys have any topics in particular?
Unfortunately, no.
Should we discuss
them? Do you have anything you want to discuss?
I don't know. What would you like to talk about?
Any burning issues?
Burning issues. College loans and how I hate them.
Oh, yeah. That's rough.
Yeah.
College loans make me wish I didn't go to college.
Yeah, I think that's true for everyone. And then did you see that I saw in the news report it said that our nation's highest debt now is college loans.
I saw that.
It's in the trillions.
Yeah, I saw that.
And it's surpassed credit.
Which
credit
is unbelievable.
Debt. Yeah.
Like, ridiculous.
Well, they also, Obama passed that new, it's called income-based
right,
repayment.
Where you can't pay like more than 10% of what you're making, I think.
Yeah. And I put it in there, and like depending on how much you take out, like I typed it in, you know, for a student who's got about $45,000
right
in loan repayments, let's say you're making around $31,000,
right,
your monthly payment should be around $170. Whereas my monthly payment, which I owe about $40,000,
I'm
paying about $485, $87.
How long are you going to be paying on that?
I have it for the next
almost
9 years
now, right?
Yeah, it'll be a year in December.
Wow,
yeah.
Man.
Yeah, so, but I mean, it would just be nice to see, but I don't qualify for that because my parents, I have a Parent Plus loan, and those loans are exempt for that
off of that,
yeah.
Wow.
Yeah,
what about your regular one?
The regular ones, I only have $10,000 in, so.
Oh.
What I'm making.
So, majority of your money was in a Parent Plus loan?
Yeah.
Mine's the opposite.
See,
mine was FAFSA.
See, my monthly.
But I still have to pay it back. It's not like, oh, they have the unsubsidized and subsidized
right,
or whatever.
Right.
Mine are all unsubsidized, so I have to pay those back. But dental school is going to suck. That's way... I'll be like four times as much as that.
Oh, my God. So you're going to school to be a dentist?
Yeah, after I graduate from hygiene school.
Okay.
And if he's smart enough to get in.
Oh, he'll do it.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, you're... He'll be graduating in June, so...
Yeah, so that'll
from
be...
From hygiene school?
Yeah, from down at Sinclair.
It's a weird name for a school.
Yeah, well, it's at Sinclair. It's their dental
hygiene
program.
Okay. So it's like the... Almost like the pre-med of dentistry.
Sort. Almost. I'll go to Wright State to get my bachelor's, and that'll be pretty much pre-med, and then I can apply to any dental
okay.
school.
Okay.
So,
How long is the dental school, yeah?
The school, dental school itself is 4 years after you completed your undergrad, and you have to have a bachelor's as your undergrad.
Right.
So, technically, it's 8 years total.
Wow.
Yeah.
You know, short time.
Yeah.
Nothing long.
Flies
time
by.
Flies, yeah, but still, 8 years.
Have you considered
is a long
how
time.
Terrible people's mouths look?
Oh yeah, I get Dayton's finest right now, so it's pretty good. Actually, some of our
it's
people
probably a good way to start.
So, are you doing like an internship at a dentist office?
No,
or like...
actually, it's illegal to do any type of stuff with the instruments unless you have a license. So,
huh?
Can't do that unless you have a license. So, if I wanted to be like an assistant and pass the tools to the dentist or whatever like that.
Right.
I could do that, but I can't actually do any of those actions on a patient.
No. So what are you doing with mouths now?
I'm doing everything a
He's
high
got
dentist
his fingers does. All over okay. him, man.
Yeah, we're just rolling out to in clinic because they sign the waivers and all the legal documents and stuff. So I do from start to finish like you would normally go into a...
So you're scraping and mirroring and x-raying and the whole...
Wow, whole deal, man. Yeah.
And a clinic, man, that's got to be some dirty mouths.
We do, we have a lot. They rate them by classes. It's 2, 3, 4, and 5, and 5 being the worst. And you got some kids are in there holding a tooth down while they're scaling it, just so it doesn't come out.
What?
That's how bad people's mouths can be, man.
You guys brought topics with you. That's awesome.
Yeah, it's rough.
I didn't know it was that bad.
Oh, man. I did, for instance, I did a full mouth series.
Dropped your tooth. Let me put it back in there.
I did a full series on a kid, 26 years old, drinks about 2-3 liters of pop every 2 days.
Wow.
Not to mention his bad habits of food and candy and whatnot.
Right.
Caked on with calculus, like a wall of calculus across his teeth. Just that hard stuff. It's kind of yellow.
Right.
I was cleaning his teeth, and I thought it was a portion of his tooth. And then we take this machine around. It's called a ultrasonic.
Okay.
It uses the high – I don't know if you – last time you guys had your teeth cleaned, it's like the high-pressure water.
Okay.
It's in your mouth. You use that on that instrument you use on that, chunks are flying off this kid's mouth. I've seen him 4 times, and I still haven't finished his mouth.
Oh, my God.
That's how long it's taken me. I usually clean about 4 or 5 teeth at a time.
It's like power washing a deck.
Yeah.
Wow, that's actually a really – that's an interesting analogy to make for that.
Except the deck is falling apart while you clean it.
Right.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
I couldn't handle it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, I have to – he has to get local every time, so he has to get shots in his mouth just to withstand the pain. Otherwise, it's way too sensitive for it to happen. So he gets numbed up before I can touch him.
Right.
And then I'm going to town, and I have all these gauze, and it's almost like surgery. The guy's bleeding, so I have to pack his gums down while I'm in there. And you're in there, and chunks of black's coming up because it's dried up blood that's down in the root underneath your gums.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah.
That's good
now,
stuff.
So you're wearing, goggles, right?
Eye protection.
You get hit with, you're talking about chunks flying,
Yeah, people get hit in the face. Last year, they had a girl actually get a piece stuck in her eye, so she had to go to the eye wash station and rinse that out.
Right.
Yeah, it's good stuff.
Wow, how quickly do you learn to, don't work with your mouth open?
Well, usually you have a mask over it, so your mouth is wide open,
your teeth first taste gross. Delicious.
And you're making faces underneath the mask, and you're like, thank God I have a mask on right now, so you're not seeing my face. But
oh, my God.
It's rough stuff. Actually, between the 2 appointments in a span of 1 week, this kid, his molars, I took x-rays, and we're not allowed to diagnose. Doctors diagnose.
Certainly.
So if this guy's got a huge cavity, I can't go in there and be like, look, your tooth's about to fall out.
But you can see a cavity.
Yeah, we know what it is.
Right.
And this guy's molar on the left side was all bombed out, and it looked like he needed to just have endo or have it replaced, or pulled.
Endo, so just smoke a bunch of weed?
No, it's a root canal, basically.
Oh, my God, okay.
So so he goes home, has a candy bar, eating a candy bar. I think it was a Milky Way is what he told me. And when he was chewing the Milky Way, the entire crown of his tooth came off. So when I saw him back the next week,
just all exposed root.
Half of that tooth was gone. All I saw was just a little bit of the crown and the rest that was left. You know what he did? He took that piece of tooth, put it in his girlfriend's salad, poured ranch dressing all over it, and made her, and she ate it and didn't know that it was on there until she bit into the tooth.
Mm-mm.
That's pretty classy.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, he's definitely a unique.
Dude's got a girlfriend.
Yeah, well, he falls underneath my special needs category.
Really? Now, mentally handicapped?
I'm not. Well, he's bipolar.
Okay.
And along with some other stuff.
Right.
Yeah, yep. Yeah, man. So we do medical histories on all of our patients. So.
Wow.
But yeah, I have 5 or 6 special needs patients.
Wow.
Yeah, it's crazy.
That's the military of dentistry, where you really, you're in the shit.
I'm sure the military has better
in
people.
In the trenches.
I bet, yeah.
So, yeah, we were in the trenches.
It's the Vietnam of mouth of tooth decay. It's fucked up.
Yeah, man.
So what is the snortcoffee.com?
That's the name of the show.
Oh, nice.
Welcome to Snort Coffee.
Yeah, welcome to Snort Coffee.
Oh, awesome.
Got very cool. Joel Train. Joey, what was?
Yeah, I'm Joey.
Joey.
Jerry.
Jerry?
Yep.
Nice to meet you. Awesome.
Nice to meet you.
And me, hi.
That was the grossest intro ever. That
yeah,
was awesome.
I'd say so. Yeah. Yeah. Like covered on disgusting. I couldn't do it. There's no way. Like I've got bad teeth to begin with, but then I've got a teeth thing that like I like nice teeth, which is weird. But I don't
brush my teeth so hard right now.
Yeah, I don't think I can.
No,
people have some. I've smelled some bad breath, and I just like I couldn't do it.
Oh, man, there's we have patients that come in, and it's a large clinic. I mean, it's bigger. The clinic that we have all of our patients come into is probably twice as big as this.
Okay.
And when somebody comes
Boston
in,
Boston Stoker.
Somebody comes in and they have bad breath. If it's bad enough, you don't have to have a mask on. You can smell it on the other end of the clinic. That's how bad it is. You'll have assistants throughout the day. Not everybody can be the clinician that day.
Right.
So you'll have people that are supposed to come and help you, and they wear masks because they can't take it. We actually have a couple bottles of Vicks.
Yeah,
but just overpower that smell.
They rub it underneath
yeah.
their nose or on the side of their cheek so they can smell the Vicks instead of smelling patients' mouths. Yeah.
Is there like an anti-dib system where like, no, 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 and like the last person to say no, no, no is like,
no,
me
again?
No, it's random assignments, man.
Wow.
Random assignments. One day I'll be a clinician, the other day I'm a radiology assistant.
Wow.
Or a dental assistant. It all changes.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah. That's cool. But it's cool. You get to see, by the time we graduate, really, literally can say that we've seen everything.
Right.
So, yeah.
I imagine it's super useful, like, in the long term. Like, you'll be a great dentist for that, I'm sure.
You go out to private practice, and I doubt you'll get patients like that very often.
Right.
But, yeah. That's usually how it goes down.
I just won the lottery, and now I want all this fixed every now and then. But for the most part,
people
who have seen a toothbrush or two in their time.
Oh, man. You get patients in there. When's the last time you brushed? Only when I think about it.
Think about it now. When's the last time you
flossed? It's been
several
remember.
Weeks.
Yeah. Or patients, when's the last time you flossed? Last time I was in here? I saw you a month ago.
Huh. Wow.
So, it's rough.
So, I was listening to the radio a couple days ago, like the morning show.
Morning Zoo.
One of the morning shows. I think it was like Elvis Duran or something like that. And they had Dr. Oz on there, and I heard an interesting fact that there's a natural cure for hangovers. In order to not get a hangover, they said, because I guess what it is technically when you're drinking so much alcohol, your brain gets dehydrated.
Right.
So that's what causes the headache.
Or just, I haven't heard brain dehydration, but just dehydration in general.
And so they said, what he said is, what you could do is between each drink is, you know, you have a beer, then you have a water. And they just said, you follow every drink with the water and you'll be fine the next morning.
Hmm.
I thought that was cool. I actually tested that theory last night.
Jack and water.
Yeah. It's a little more potent.
Beer, Jack and water every time.
Maybe. I don't know.
It's worth a try.
It is.
I always heard, like, if at the end of your night, if you just, like, drink two big glasses of water at the end of your night, that'll really, if not eliminate the hangover, will take the edge off of it at least.
Yeah, last night we went out for one of my buddy's birthdays. We're down in Cincinnati. No, but I would try to
strip
do
club?
That. No.
No?
Just went out to a couple bars and some clubs, and then we went to bed. But we were out till, gosh, I want to say like, I finally went to bed like 4:30 in the morning.
Yeah, you did.
But and I would try to drink water in between, and then when we got back to the hotel, I was chugging just a bottle of water. And
right.
I woke up and my head hurt just a little bit, but I think the water does help.
Yeah.
So
now,
cool.
Do you commonly get headaches with drinking, like in the morning?
No, it honestly depends on how much you drink.
How heavy it, yeah.
You know, so, but yeah, I mean, I didn't really, it's usually if I start to mix liquor and beer.
That's trouble,
The headache's coming, but if I stick to like beer all night, you know.
Yeah.
And I'll be good, but I think, you know, when I go out to drink, I just go out to drink to, you know, just not to get sloshed, but just to get a good buzz and then.
And just maintain.
Yeah, exactly. So, but it was cool. We had a good time.
When you go to the club, do you dance?
He dances everywhere.
He'll
dance in the grocery store.
Not as much as I used to. When I was in high school, it was real bad. I would just dance everywhere.
In the grocery store?
Yeah, in the grocery store. Like, if they were playing some sweet music in the grocery store, I'd probably be dancing to it.
He was dancing off the front porch of our house and... fractured your ankle.
Yes, I fractured.
Dance
my ankle.
Injuries.
Yeah, and no music, man.
Well, no, there was a boombox out there. I was practicing for a talent show in high school, and I was doing like this. I was doing like this crisscross move. And,
Were you turning your pants around the other way?
Huh?
Were you turning your pants around the other way?
Yeah.
But, like, you know, you're just, like, crisscrossing your legs, and then I, next thing you know, I came back on my right leg, and my foot was just completely sideways.
Oh, there we go.
And, yeah, and I thought it was, like, one of those five-minute pains that would go away. I'm like, oh, this will go away. And then that evening, I had to pass out, like, levies, because the school levy was up for voting, so we had to get in cars with some of our classmates and just walk door-to-door and pass these out. So I'm walking on my foot, and then by the time I was done passing out these levies with the friends that I was with, I wasn't able to put any weight on the foot. I got home, and there's a
pretty huge swollen
like egg on the side of my foot because it was bruised so bad, and I had to hop around on it. I had to take the laces out of my shoe, just get my shoe off. And then I went to the doctor, and I was like, yeah, I probably did something to my foot.
Aggressive crisscrossing.
Yeah.
That'll do it.
So it was good.
Nice.
Good times.
How do you ask a girl to dance?
Like a gentleman.
Like, how does a gentleman ask a girl to dance?
I would just walk up to them and
pretend I'm the girl. Pretend I'm the ugly girl that you're, like, doing the favor for, like.
All right, I would honestly just walk up and say, hey, would you like to dance?
Sure.
All right.
So they pretty much go that way?
Yeah, yeah, pretty much. And then sometimes they're like,
he's
usually
dancing on the way up, though.
No.
Dance up. Hey, would you like to join what's happening with my legs and torso now?
And then if they say no, then what I would do is I would say, okay, well, if you don't want to dance, at least let me show you one dance move. And that's where I like kind of, I was like, you just stand right there. And that's when I'll kind of like get them to stand there and not kind of dance and be goofy and like try to back it up on them or something.
Right.
But, and then
pretty,
I'll run
pretty
away.
Pretty quickly go to backing it up on them?
Yeah, I just like, just stay right there. And just like back it up on them. But it works well, I guess.
Nice, yeah.
No, the ultimate goal is just to try to get them to laugh.
I just haven't asked. The only reason, I don't mean to put you on the spot, is just that I haven't asked a girl to dance since 8th grade, I think.
Oh, no, that's okay. But no, there are some guys who, I mean, they got some Kojones, man. They just walk up there and they'll smack a girl on the backside.
Whoa,
oh, yeah, like in some of these clubs, you'll...
That's wicked aggressive,
yeah,
man.
Yeah. Like, they'll just say, yo, baby, what's up? You looking good? You want to dance
Why
tonight?
Aren't you on this?
Yeah, yeah.
Handle it.
Seriously, it's crazy. There's some craziness out there.
Wow.
Yeah. And it's funny. It's because those guys look the dumbest, though, because they're so full of themselves and so cocky that...
Right.
Even the girl's probably like, oh, my God, someone get this guy out of here.
Right.
Or shoot me, please, you know? So. Mm-hmm. But...
Yeah, I don't dance.
Yeah.
No.
No, don't dance. Jerry? Oh.
Yeah, I'm usually with this kid.
Right.
Yeah. Not as much as he does, though.
Right.
I don't really dance as much as I used to. In high school, middle school to high school, it was on all the time. Like, all the time. We had a culture fest in high school, and kids were like, let's go out to the parking lot and dance. So we went out to the parking lot and danced.
Wow.
Yeah. But.
Could you, like, did you, like, bring a piece of cardboard and, like,
no.
Do all that, get into that?
No, but we did go out there, and one of the kids popped his trunk open and cranked his stereo, and we had a circle in the parking lot. And
any chicks in that circle?
I mean, there's a group of people watching, but no chicks coming in to dance. They were just, like, watch us.
Just
guys.
A bunch of dudes dancing around a trunk in a parking lot.
Yeah.
I just wanted to set the scene.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, you know, when you're in high school, you got to hold it down.
Well, we did have
I believe that's called peacocking. Is that the term for that?
Yeah.
Or you just have the random ones, like spring break, where we're riding around the mall in a giant van with a bunch of us.
Oh, yeah. That
you just stop in one end section of the mall, and everybody would hop out of the van with music really loud, just start dancing.
Yeah, randomly. We call them drive-by dance-offs. Yeah.
Drive-by dance-offs.
Yeah. Just do a couple
and
of those.
And we would go on high-traffic areas of people and, you know, crank in the music and dance. And some of them look like,
about
30
seconds to a minute, and everybody hops back in the van, and go around to the next section.
Almost like a dance flash mob, almost.
Yeah, exactly. Mm-hmm.
That's cool.
Much, yeah.
I think that gives me a panic attack.
Really?
Yeah.
See, I almost like the anonymity of that. Like, I would be more apt to do that than I would to go to a place where people dance. Like,
yeah. That's about as far as it gets, I think.
It's like Chinese fire drill on steroids.
Yeah. And I've done a Chinese fire drill, but never one on steroids.
That's right.
To up it. Maybe past that, though.
Yeah.
Getting old is weird.
Mm-hmm. Maybe
the steroids?
I should.
Take steroids next time. Then yeah.
Take steroids.
Then see how fast you can run around the car.
Do a Chinese fire drill.
I can see that going bad, like if it's a group of guys and they're
Or you
raging
can do what most people are doing these days, just lift the car.
Yeah, I was going to say, how's the car? Let's do this. Dance, then tip the car.
My oops.
Well, that's it. But, yeah.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Steroids are cool.
Steroids are way cool. If you use them as prescribed by a doctor.
In a day.
What do doctors use those for anyway? I've been giving them a couple of times.
Recovery. Steroids. They're used for a lot of things. Mostly to speed up the process of healing.
Hmm. Okay.
Immune system.
Right.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah, I worked with a guy at my first job, and he had back pain. And he went to the doctor and got a steroid shot in his back. And then he said, I went to the doctor, I got the steroid shot, and I went to see the new X-Men movie at the movie theater. He goes, now I know why these ball players take it. It really makes you feel invincible. I was sitting there watching the movie, and during the first action scene, I just felt like, and this guy's like in his 60s, I just felt like I could get up and just run from row to row of seat to seat, like on the top edge where your back sits. I just felt like I could run up the row and just rip my seats out of there. And he's like, it was awesome. He's like, but in 3 hours, I'll probably be back to back pain.
Right. Use it all up.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I think I got steroids when I had a sinus infection.
Yep, same here.
And hitting home runs like crazy.
Mm-hmm.
Huh.
Like, yeah, it was weird. I don't even play baseball, but
right.
It was like every time I get up to the plate.
Yeah.
It's like, all right.
The dinner plate?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Every time I got up to the dinner plate.
No baseball in the house.
That's what mom always told me.
Well, yeah.
So what are you guys out doing tonight? Outside of coffee?
After this, going to meet up with the girlfriend. Hang out.
Right.
I was tired today. I took a power nap.
Nice.
Today.
How many hours in a power nap?
As you can see. Yeah. I want to say, what time did we leave?
I don't know. I got you about 7 o'clock.
No. When we left Grandpa's thing.
Oh. 2 o'clock?
Yeah, around 2 o'clock. So we got back, I want to say, got back to the apartment.
And you slept from about 2 to 6:30.
No, it was not 2 to 6:30. Probably more like 3. 3 to like...
That's still doing it.
At like 7:30. Oh. 2 to 7:30.
That's doing it.
Yeah.
Wow.
Putting in work.
I'm not sure that's still a nap.
Yeah.
That might just be sleeping.
Technically, that's the sleep that I was deprived of last night, so...
Right. You went short on it last night.
Yeah,
I forgot about that.
I was running off like 3.5 hours. So... It was cool.
How's your new gig doing?
Oh, the new job.
It's not super new anymore.
Well, yeah, no, it's great. Just, working for the marketing and communications department.
Right.
So we get to make videos, shoot photography, work on graphics, projects. Now, I don't get to design the graphics, but like for example, if you're my designer and I have a client who wants a brochure or something like that, I pretty much would whatever details they want, I'd send it to you in a form and you design the proof for me, send it to me, and I'm pretty much the main contact. So
right.
But it's cool. It's very cool.
Well, good.
The lady's calling.
Nope.
Do it.
The lady's call.
Hello?
Hey, what's up?
You guys do this every night?
No, I do it like once a month.
Yeah, once a month about.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, record.
Get some crazy people down here.
It's the first time we ever been down here.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Where do you guys normally go?
Garage, typically. My carriage house.
Oh, okay.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, another one of the guys has a studio downtown.
Yeah, super, oh, okay. Super creepy warehouse that we go to occasionally.
Okay.
The rooftop there as well.
Yep, those are fun.
That's cool.
Yeah.
But we're like, at least I'm liking the do it in public and hope that people stop by and take a seat.
I get some crazy stories.
Yeah.
It's pretty sweet.
Yeah, we did it downtown last month and had a guy who wasn't asking for money and then asked for money stop by. And then a couple other people stopped by and had one person stop by today. Her name was Pope. She was talking about the Penn State thing. So,
oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's rough. That sucks that he went down that way.
Yeah. Yeah.
Do you guys what? Do you guys place like an ad for people to come out or?
No,
Twitter.
Yeah, just show up. Just yeah, I guess run Twitter. Yeah. Yeah, I think I still think we need to. I need to like make a little sign like, feel free to sit down and talk with us for a while.
Do you guys have like your own blog online?
Yeah, I mean it's not really a blog, yeah, just a website,
place to post a show. Basically, that's about it.
Oh, okay, yeah. That's cool.
Snortcoffee.com.
Yep.
Nice. I'm sure you have that hooked into Facebook then too.
Still use the Facebook, right?
To an extent, yeah. Not so much. Right. I make some noise there, but not a lot. Facebook's kind of dead to me.
Throw links up there still?
Yeah. I'll throw a link up there, but that's about as much noise as I make. Yeah.
That's cool.
Yep.
Facebook's dead to me.
Well, we ended it a while ago, so.
Yeah, I'm kind of over it, too.
Yeah. We end stuff occasionally on Snort Coffee.
Well, tweeting's like the new thing, right?
Yep.
Right. People tweet. Even that's kind of dead.
I'm not feeling it anymore. Like, yeah. I like to read it.
Yeah.
And every now and then,
it's
I'll
the
think
only
of something and put it on there.
Use
but
anymore, but.
Yeah.
It seems to me all social network kind of did. Or it's in a lull spot where it's just
very
not
stalkerish, I think.
Yeah.
Well,
yeah,
I'm not into paying attention to what somebody's doing every single moment of the day.
Yeah, absolutely.
Probably for people that don't have anything else to do.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, I found, like, one of the nice things about having deleted my Facebook profile is that I don't do that anymore. Like, I would go into, like, these weird holes where I would, like, who is this person? And, like, find myself looking at their photos and, like, not necessarily trying to find out, like, where they were or what they were doing, but, like, acquiring way too much information about the person that I didn't need.
Yeah, weird. And then what if you came up and you met that person one day? And
right.
Start
how'd
saying
the new
all these
work out, man?
Yeah, and they're like, what the hell?
Are you, like...
Yeah, what did you say?
Get out of my mouth!
I saw you 6 years ago.
Right, yeah.
What's wrong with you? Yeah, I know. School's too busy. I don't even have time for that. I don't even watch TV. Actually, before I came down here, I was writing a paper on Parkinson's disease.
That's fun. So,
oh, yeah. It's just busy. All the time.
Yeah.
It's like the school that... The program that they wrote out was pretty much a four-year program smashed into two. But you only get your associates.
Right.
So, but hey, it's a lot cheaper than Ohio State. So
absolutely.
I'd rather do that than have a ridiculous amount of loans out.
Yeah.
Like Joey was saying earlier, loans are a pain in the butt to pay back.
Absolutely.
Sucks when you have to pay that much for an education.
Yeah. Yeah, I understand that you're trading money for a service, and I get that. But on some level, you're fucked without having it. And so
it's crazy when you have someone pay to better educate themselves, and then when they get their final job, they're now in debt because, you know, school spent, you know, cost so much.
Right.
And that's what you wanted to do. Stinks.
You'll have a decent shot. Like, if you go full dentist, like, they make pretty good scratch, right?
Yeah, they do, but it depends. The tricky thing about dentists is that their practice is very expensive. Very expensive to practice, yeah. They're probably one of the most expensive professions you could be in.
What's where does the price come in? Like, x-ray stuff, probably?
Machine, yeah, what they have to use, like your x-ray machines. Last time you went and had your teeth cleaned, you know the tool that they use to put the paste on your teeth, to polish your teeth, basically?
Right.
That handpiece alone, just the handpiece, $500.
Wow.
Just for that handpiece.
Wow.
So, we have, 15, 20 of those.
Right.
Times two, because we got to have at least two for each clinic, so
right.
It's mad money.
Wow. Not to those, you burn through those? Like,
no, it's just if you take care of them, then they last, but you'll have people have accidents with them.
Certainly, yeah.
And they're the newer stuff that comes out that's supposed to be
people
better.
People swallowing them and always shit, and, I'm not going to take
I don't know what happened.
Out.
Yeah, no, that'd be a little rough to swallow something that's that big.
Never know, man.
But no, it's just that and the fact that when you go into dental school, I don't think there's much business aspect behind it.
Right.
All the dentists that I've talked to say that your business acumen or, you know, the knowledge they give you to run is about a 2-3 week introduction into business, and that's about it. Huh. That's all they tell you.
And you're essentially like a small business owner, right? I mean,
yeah,
you're
private. You can do private practice, or you can, you know, work for the public or whatever you want to do.
Right.
But yeah, but starting pay is like $120 a year.
Well, that's pretty good,
so
but
if you have a successful practice, it'll go up from there.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah.
Wow.
So it's expensive.
Yeah,
it's very
man.
Expensive. But then again, when you turn around and you charge someone $1,500 for one crown, it's not too bad.
Yeah.
So it just depends. Depends.
Got to get those crowns, man. Fuck that cleaning. Get on those crowns.
Nah, you just don't want it to get to where you have to have a crown.
Right.
You know, it's all prevention.
Right. But that's not money in your pocket.
What, prevention?
Yeah.
No, but then again, the insurances are paying for most of it, and it's not out of a person's pocket if they have insurance.
Right.
So, which, it's different there, but yeah, so it just really depends.
Hmm.
I think your geriatric or your older patients are where they make most of the money, because that's where you can't help sometimes when you the older
teeth,
you get.
Teeth get old.
Yeah, just things start falling out. So, I don't know, it depends on the person, too. So.
Hmm.
But yeah. Ready to head out, sir? Yeah. Yeah, I'm going to go to the restroom.
Actually. Cool.
Be right back. Got to meet up with the
lady at the fridge. Yeah, you do.
Take care of this bed.
I think you're kind of pulling that off.
Really?
I think you're kind of pulling that bedhead off. Like, it's a little, like, late 90s. Like, there was, like, a cowlick thing
yeah,
that
yeah.
happened, and, like, I think Dennis the Menace was big
yeah,
or something.
Yeah, it works. It kind of works, you know?
Yeah.
What about you guys going on later?
Finish up here. Probably go home, watch ESPN3, catch up on some of the football I missed.
Nice.
See who won that Georgia game.
Ohio State lost today.
Ha! Fuckers. Get it. Eat it. Eat it.
I don't know if you see one or not. They were playing West Virginia at Paul Brown Stadium today.
Yeah, I saw a little bit of that game, but then was like doing dishes or something when it finished up.
In the second quarter, I know UC was down 17-7.
Hmm.
So. They're doing good, though. They only lost one game.
Why do you like sports?
I've always liked sports.
Right,
I think it's because, well, my dad always had us playing all kinds of sports when we were little.
So just, like, familiarity, you think,
yeah.
is a big, like,
yeah.
just because you've
yeah.
always,
I'd say because
like,
our
been
dad
around it.
Us into sports.
Okay.
And, yeah, and I've always liked it.
That's a good reason.
I just always liked it because it all started with baseball. From there, it was,
right.
oh, man, anything with a ball. Let's do it.
You like balls? That's all right. It's okay. You can say that.
I guess you can say that.
We're progressive, show.
Yeah.
I support that decision.
That was.
You
very
said
funny.
It. Those are your words.
That was good. That
you
was
made
good.
It. All I did was add an S to the end of that.
Yeah.
Said anything
yeah.
with ball.
Yeah. Anything with ball. But yeah. And then I didn't start like tennis though until
Joey's
ago.
A fucking tennis master. Like used to get shipped out to Massachusetts, right?
Yeah.
To like teach little rich kids. Oh. They were rich, right?
Yeah.
How to play tennis.
Yeah,
nice.
Yeah.
It was tennis, right?
Yep.
Okay.
Yeah. It was fun.
You could put like topspin on the ball and stuff?
Yeah.
Yeah, you can.
Yeah.
He's good at tennis.
Yeah, it's cool. Good. But I didn't start like that until I was like 12.
You still dick around with tennis?
Oh, yeah.
Right.
Yeah, I played last Saturday.
That's awesome.
Last Saturday I played, and we played, what day was that, Tuesday? Tuesday? Yeah, I think so. Yeah, and then this past Tuesday, we went up to Wright Pat and played with one of our buddies who works there. So
that's cool.
Still playing. So not as good as it used to be. You just got. Yeah. It's all still there. You just got to shake the rust off.
Right, right. How frequently you can get out.
Yeah.
I have that same thing with disc golf.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
I think that's anything, though.
Yeah. Yeah, with any sport,
whatever, though. Whatever you're doing, if you're not doing it all the time,
you're gonna
lose an edge.
Yeah, exactly.
Why I constantly masturbate.
Yeah.
gonna,
never lose an edge
gonna
on that.
Stay good at that.
Just like riding
that's
a bike.
A strong forearm. Very strong forearm.
You ready to roll?
Yeah.
All right. Well, we're going to head out.
Well, thanks for stopping in, guys.
Thanks
coming
for
out.
Having us.
Yeah. Joel,
thanks.
Always a pleasure.
Jerry.
Very nice meeting you.
Yeah, you too.
Nice meeting you.
Yeah, you too.
All right,
we'll
see you guys.
You guys take it easy.
Awesome, yeah.
Have a good one.
Thanks.
See
have a good night, guys.
We all got to hang out.
Yeah, definitely.
All right. See you guys.
Bye.
Close.
In the ballpark. Wow, dude. I don't want to be a dentist, man.
Huh?
I don't want to be a dentist.
No.
120 is decent, though.
Yeah.
The nightmares are terrible, though. Yikes. Yeah.
Yeah, man.
No, thanks.
That's crazy.
No, thank you.
I had no idea that he was, like... I had no idea anything about him, really, but... Wouldn't have guessed ever in a million years that he was...
Yuck.
Yuck.
Got an idea for a product?
What's your idea for a product?
You ever go into a public restroom?
Yes.
Maybe your urinals are all used up.
Yes.
You gotta go to a stall.
Yes.
Your pee doesn't sound quite as substantial as you might like it to.
Right. Not a strong stream.
One thing is a pee deepener.
How do you deepen pee?
I'm not sure. We'll have to talk to Halliburton in a little bit, but they'll have to work out some of the engineering parts. I want something that sounds like good and strong, like...
Thick.
Yeah. Yeah. That's a good way. Yeah. Yeah.
So you either need, like, more fluid or heavier fluid.
Maybe auto-tune for pee.
Hmm. Like a little, like, underneath the, like, seat?
Okay. I was thinking a handheld deal that you could carry with you.
Well, like, but I guess you could have that, but then, like, okay. Nice restrooms. With
okay.
Like.
Sure. But a pee deepener.
Huh. Pee deep.
Yeah. It might be a big seller. Do you think chicks get that?
I would imagine that
they
would,
get,
like...
They get a pee lightener.
Right. That they would want a petite pee.
Okay. Okay, so we got both sexes covered.
In fact, if they could have their druthers, they would probably have a tinkle.
A silencer?
As opposed to ninja pee.
All right. We might be onto something. It didn't even sound like you went. I know.
The silencer is just like, you just pee into a 2-liter bottle.
All right.
Like how they fire the gun. Yeah. You just pee into the 2-liter bottle. Can I make a gross confession about peeing into a 2-liter bottle?
Okay.
I do it.
Really? Frequently? Really? That's weird.
I have one downstairs.
Really?
Yeah. It's a long walk to the bathroom.
Yeah, I understand that.
And, like, specifically, like, the bathroom at our house is, like...
As far away as you can get, really.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And, I mean, I guess I just don't see... It's only when I'm drinking.
Okay.
And so I've got to pee all the time.
Sure.
And so it cuts my trips to the bathroom in third.
Sure.
Go in there twice. Go in the bottle twice. And then go upstairs with the bottle, empty the bottle, and take a piss.
Huh.
So it all still goes in the same place. I used to pour it out outside, and then I thought, this is stupid. I should not do this.
It might keep some of your rodent problems down, though.
Good.
Yeah.
I got to board up the porch, man.
Yeah.
We got winter coming on. These fucking cats. They live under my porch, dude.
Yeah.
And then it smells like cat.
Yeah.
We've talked about the cat issue.
Yeah.
Did we solve the cat issue? You just told me to poison them.
Yeah. I'm pretty sure that was a solution I had. Pee might work, though.
Couldn't hurt. Maybe it could. It could hurt.
No, that's a little weird. It's a little weird.
How weird?
It's a little weird.
I feel like you're judging me a little bit now.
Well, I don't care, you know, but it's a little weird. We really cleared this place out, dude.
Mm-hmm.
Snort coffee.
What time is it?
9:30.
Time? They probably close at 10, right?
Huh?
Probably close at 10.
I don't know where we're at. Yeah. So we went to, there's a joint called F&S School Supply Store.
Harley Davidson?
Yeah, that too. School Supply, Office Supplies. A couple days ago, me and the kids.
Like bulk pencils and stuff?
Yeah. Yeah, they got pencils and papers and all that shit.
Rolling papers?
I didn't see any of those. Maybe.
I would put that under the heading of School Supplies, but it's personal.
We me and the kids... It was raining, I think, though that doesn't really matter, I guess. We go in, start looking around, and I was going to get the boy some lined paper to write on because he's learning to write and all that shit. Well, I forgot my wallet on the car.
Mm-hmm.
So I dragged them back out of the store.
Really? You didn't just leave them in the store?
No.
That would have been my first like.
Well, I left
thought.
Them at the at the stoop, like up by the window. So they were looking in the window. Just they had stickers and there's a Christmas tree with some shit on it or whatever. In there.
Right.
Stay put. I'll be right back.
Run out to the probably on the jog out to the car. Yeah. Or did you walk? Yeah.
Yeah. Well, no, I probably walked. I don't
jog for anybody.
No. They're standing at the window, and like little kids, they start pounding on the window a little bit because they're little kids.
Oh boy.
And the lady that's working in the store, probably late 50s, early 60s.
Hates kids. Works at a children's supply store.
Works at a school supply store and...
Hates kids.
Comes out and she's like, hey, don't pound on my window. As I was walking back up saying, hey, don't pound on the window. But she was, like, rude about it.
Right.
I was like, you can use manners. I didn't say that, but... I was like, all right, come on, kids, don't pound on the windows or whatever. And I was talking to them. I was like, we're not going to buy anything from here because that lady was rude to you guys. And she should expect working in a school supply store
that you're going to have a little bit of that.
Pound on the windows.
Yeah.
And at least be polite when you ask them to
hey, guys,
pound on the windows. Yeah.
Don't pound on the window.
Yeah. Hey, do me a favor, don't pound on the windows, please. You know, something nice and easy. And
yeah.
You work in a school supply store, you should be friendly to
yeah,
kids.
You're going
to
get some of that.
So I explained that to the kids as we're walking through. Hopefully loud enough that she heard me because
nice.
I was upset about it.
Right.
They're fucking kids. I got a 5-year-old and a 3-year-old, dude.
Yeah.
What do you expect? Plus, the shit was way too expensive. They wanted $6 for a tiny little ream of paper. I was like, no, I'll pass.
Yeah.
But we got out of there, and I was like, basically, we're not going to buy anything from there because the lady was mean. I don't want to
support that.
Support that, exactly. And he was like, why? And I was like, well, she could have used manners to ask you guys not to pound on the window and could have been friendlier to kids that were
kids.
At a school supply store. And
being kids.
Yeah, being kids. Oscar goes, we should call our friends and tell them not to buy stuff here, too.
Yeah, you should.
And I'm like, holy shit, dude.
Yeah.
I was like, how in the hell are you 5 years old and know that that's the way the capitalism works? It's like... You know, as a 5-year-old, to vote with your wallet and like tell your friends. I was like, I don't think that's going to be necessary this time. We might get them another chance, but you've got the perfect idea of how it's supposed to work.
That's right. That's awesome.
I was really
dude.
Amazed. Yeah.
You're a smart kid.
Yeah. I was like, holy cow. It's crazy. It was really sick.
Wow.
And he was like, yeah, totally down with what's up. I was like,
well, I mean, you knew he was smart since he
asked. Not that kind of smart, though.
Since he looked around the world he was in and asked, is this real?
Well, yeah.
At least that's when I thought, like,
yeah.
Dude's got a smart kid.
Yeah.
Like, he already realizes, like,
this
it's
might
all
not
an
be
illusion.
Real.
It's just your brain.
Yeah. Is this real life? Yeah.
No, not really.
Yeah, no.
Probably not,
yeah.
At least. Maybe. I doubt it.
Yeah, probably not. I thought that was crazy, though.
That's pretty smart, man.
I'm like, wow. And then trying to explain him to him what capitalism is, when he apparently already knows it.
Right.
Like,
what is capitalism, by the way?
I don't know. I just made up some bullshit for him. I was like, he's not going to ask me many more questions. Use some big words that he can't say all the way. So,
right.
Pretty slick, though. I was proud. And I smacked him for asking questions.
Don't talk so much.
Yeah. Ooh. I know of a local scam. It's a good one, too. Here in Dayton, we have Pole King Bowling Lanes.
Mm-hmm.
There's probably 2 or 3 of them, right?
Yeah, it's a franchise.
On Woodman, Pole King Chiropractic. You tell me.
Like, take over, like, part of the karaoke bar and, like, run it in the, like, partner with or, like, compete against...
Know that your bowling alley is causing back problems, thus sending yourself customers via your bowling alley
Ooh,
to
so
your chiropractic.
People at Pole King. Now, what's that called in...
Collusion.
Thank you.
Kind of.
Right, where you, like, you sell a product that causes this, but you also sell the solution to that.
Yes.
So there's no issue with you, like... In fact, you would want the product to make that even worse to help the other business.
They probably don't have any, like, 11-pound balls at the Pole King Bowling Alley, would be my guess. They, like, only go heavier. And then probably business cards at the door, I presume. Oh, you have back problems? We have your solution.
It's a little sore.
Chiropractic.
Come in and adjust you across the street.
Yep. I thought that was crazy.
That is good. That's
something.
A good idea. Something. So there is a Pole King chiropractor.
Oh, yeah. Yep. Yep. Thought that was crazy.
That's a lawsuit.
I love bowling. My back
really?
Really hurts. No.
Yeah.
No, not really.
Is it a sport?
There's balls.
It's true.
I don't know what that really means, but
I'm always confused on like that and like billiards and like
yeah. Is there anything with balls that's not a sport? Me.
I don't think so.
No.
Ball
meatballs?
Bearings. I think paintball's a sport.
Meatballs is a sport.
Yeah, meatballs is the best sport.
All right.
It's Italy's best sport.
Cheese Danish? We just got a cheese Danish delivery here on Snort
Cheese
Coffee.
Danish delivery.
Well,
good people at Boston Stoker dropped it off for us.
Yeah, that was pretty slick.
Support your local coffee shops.
Especially when they're giant corporate entities that are possibly ruining the world.
And play horrible music. This song's not too bad.
Chick hipsters?
Phil's trying to bone.
The worst? Or just kind of the worst?
No, not the worst.
Really?
They're chicks. But that makes them automatically better than any
chick
dude.
Chick hipsters.
Right. Right. But dude hipsters are the worst.
I don't know, man. I've seen some really pretty rough chick hipsters.
Yeah, but they're chicks.
That might be their only saving grace.
Exactly.
But that seems to me like that's the worst, dude. Because it's like, here's this irritating thing that is irritating, but
certainly.
Then it's a lady, so it's like, oh, it's a lady. But then it's a hipster lady.
Not when she's naked.
Like, motherfucker.
Not when she's naked. And her underparts are all exposed?
Might. Well, then you might not.
Unless she's got, like, a handlebar mustache. That's going to be trouble.
I don't know that you recognize a hipster if she's naked.
What if she's got, what if her downstairs situation is, like, shaved in, I was going to say carved into, but let's say shaved into a handlebar mustache. Yikes.
The worst. I saw this one chick somewhere. I don't remember where I was. But, like, the hipsteriest chick that I've ever seen.
Here's where
and
I struggle
like,
with it.
I totally just want to punch you. Because you're probably hot underneath that all the hipster.
Absolutely.
And that just makes it the worst.
Because you don't see, and here's part of it. You don't see a lot of fat hipsters. And you don't see even less, like, fat chick hipsters.
Sure.
Right?
Yeah, sure.
And, like, I sympathize with that position. Like, if a girl has, like, any kind of, like, alternative look, like, that's attractive to me.
Sure.
And
even hipster.
I hate to say
really?
It, but, yeah.
Okay.
All right.
I know where you're saying.
I'm not happy about it. Like, I don't, you know what I mean? Like, I don't want it to happen, but, like.
Yeah, the one I saw was pretty cute.
Sure.
But then all hipstered out. And I was like, ugh. How many times can I take off my warmers?
Here's what I don't get. Like, I just feel like that should be over now, right? Like,
yeah.
that weirdos should be dressing in some other weird way. Because it's always, like, you're always going to have that segment of society, right? Like, you've got normals who dress, like, somewhere within the normal spectrum.
Yeah.
Like, just under high fashion.
Sure.
Because I think there's always that segment of society.
Yeah.
But it can be separated from whatever the pop culture thing is.
Yeah.
And then, you've got just short of super high fashion and just short of, like, they wear a flannel, but their jeans are fitting a jean.
Yeah.
And their facial hair is appropriate.
And they have boots.
And they have whatever. Yeah, I mean, like, Like, they only will go so far into that look, whatever that is. They'll just wear bell bottoms, but nothing else weird and freaky.
I feel like that
segment, the hipster pop culture look, has been around long enough that it should have moved on. It feels like it's been a long time.
It's the new prep?
Yeah.
Ugh.
Yeah, I think it is. I think that's exactly what it replaced. I think you just nailed it. You know what I mean? Because, like, what was it before hipster? Like, what was just strictly fashion? Like, not considering music, not considering anything else.
Yeah.
Just strictly the look. Like, it was Abercrombie, popped collar, douche. And now I miss it.
Those are two different people,
now
aren't
they? Now I miss
they?
It.
Aren't they two different people?
No.
I think you still have that person. I think you still have the pop collar
right,
douche.
But, like, the reason it gets to critical mass, right, is that there's a whole, like, there's always been hipsters. There always will be hipsters.
Okay.
Hear me out.
Okay.
Just like there's always been popped collar Abercrombie shirt dudes.
Sure.
There always will be.
Okay.
There's a giant, it's the same thing as, like, the voting system in America, where there's always Democrats, there's always Republicans. The issue is not with either one of those parties, really. The issue is with a giant swath of people that think, that looks cool, and then they stumble toward it, and they start doing it. And so at this point, that's where that group of people has stumbled towards. They've fallen into the abyss that is hipster. And I just wish they would fall somewhere else. So I can think for the first year and a half, I guess that is kind of a cool look, and then think, what the fuck was I thinking?
So long as you're on the forefront of it, it's okay.
So long as you are who you are,
yeah.
I don't give a shit.
Yeah.
I really don't.
Yeah.
But, like, it sucks to, like, you're just putting on some outfit.
Yeah.
Because you don't know who you are yet. And I sympathize with that, I guess.
Sure.
I'm not sure who I am.
I'm going to say they're the worst.
Chick hipsters?
Yeah.
I don't think they can be just because they're chicks.
I think that's what makes it. Because here's the appeal of a
chick.
I think
dudes are always the worst. Because I don't want to do it with them.
Yeah.
Because I never see one that I'm like, I want to do it with you.
I see your point there, certainly.
Like, if nothing else, chicks almost always have that going for them.
Almost.
Almost always. Like I said, I gave some percentages on an earlier show. I think as high as like 80%.
Yeah. Last week.
Blink, 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 blink. Blink, 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 yeah. People are still using T-Mobile, huh?
Seems to be.
Yes.
I noticed they're empty over there.
I'm surprised how late both these, like, restaurants are open, man.
Yeah.
I guess it's not all that late.
No. And it's a Saturday night on the UD campus.
Right.
You would expect,
or just off
up
on the main drag, yeah.
And ain't nobody out in this joint. Which is kind of weird and sad.
Yeah. Yeah, it was hopping for a minute. I'll be interested to hear what the audio was like on those shows.
Yeah.
Or have you tell me what the audio was like and then never listen to the shows.
Do you think I can... There's a...
Yes, I believe in you. Whatever you're going to say, I believe that you can do it.
A cute Muslim mom.
Say that one more time.
A cute Muslim mom.
I thought you said muzzled.
Rarely.
Yeah. Okay. Go get the gift.
At Isla's preschool. Has a kid that goes there. I'm okay to hit on her with the presumption that her, at least baby daddy, has blown up in some plot against infidels, right?
Does she have, like, a... Do they do wedding rings?
I don't
know.
It's
an awful thing to ask.
Yeah, I don't know.
But I don't know.
I don't know. All I know is she's got the head thing on. She's got the
How far does that thing go? Just over the top?
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, she wears normal clothes otherwise.
That's so hot.
Yeah, she's really pretty. Really pretty.
Yeah. Ugh. She might be Iranian. Those are the most beautiful women on the planet.
I don't know. She's pretty sweet, though. But I think I'm safe to presume that her husband's blown up somewhere down the line, right? Infidels are everywhere.
Right. I don't think you're safe to assume that.
Really?
I really don't think you're safe to assume. I think that's a reach. I think it's a reach.
Sleeper cell, though. Like...
Somebody's gonna run a sleeper cell. Somebody's gonna manage the place. Somebody's gonna do the books.
Yeah, you might be right.
It's not, you know what I mean? Like, if you look at an NFL team, it can't all be quarterbacks. Can't all be wide receivers.
All gonna blow themselves up though at some point in time, right? So maybe just lay the groundwork now.
I just think it's a strong place to go. Like, you know, like, I don't see it. I don't think so. I think you're safe to hit on her.
Okay.
Do not ask.
I'll ask.
Do not ask.
I'll ask. I'll be like, hey. So your baby daddy.
Oh boy.
What's up with him? He's pieces, right? Like, there's a plot somewhere. He's in pieces. Do you want to go out sometime?
I'd be really worried about what this is doing for the show, except I'm pretty sure Muslim people don't listen to podcasts. Because you're only dealing with, like, my issue is, like, that it's just the fundamentalist. Like, it's just the nutsos.
They would listen to the pod. They would not listen to a podcast.
No, that would blow themselves out.
Oh, okay.
And I think that's a relatively small part.
Huh.
Like, maybe a higher percentage, like, on some levels, like, sympathizes with that, with the position of the fundamentalist, but they're not going to, like...
I've never seen a dude. I don't know that he exists.
It's possible he doesn't exist. I'm just not sure that's the only, you know, way that he doesn't exist. Cardiac arrest.
Okay. From...
A congenital heart defect.
Okay. And all the stress of planning a plot.
Or bookkeeping? Or...
Sure, yeah.
Pre-med?
Somebody's got to arrange flight the
school?
Numbers of...
Shouldn't have said flight school.
Vests. Vest buying and duct tape and electronics. Wiring. You got to dig in there some. It's stressful. You got to think of all the lives.
I'm not going to argue that what you're describing is most certainly stressful.
Yeah.
It must be. It just must be. I hate to make a sweeping stereotype, but if you're in a sleeper cell, that seems very stressful to me.
We gotta watch your back.
I just don't think everybody's in a sleeper cell.
Yeah. I'm thinking everybody is in a sleeper cell. Even we, like, maybe us.
Well, what do you think Snort Coffee is?
Yeah.
We just have different, like...
A waker cell. Is that... is that something?
We're a waker cell. We just have a different agenda. We just have a different, like...
Okay.
Like, our jihad is against, like, uptightness and dummy-dom.
Okay. What was the second part of that?
Dummy-dom.
Okay. I could agree with that, I think.
Maybe uptightitude?
Fuck, dude.
I bet she's so hot, dude.
She's pretty cute.
I bet.
Yeah, she's pretty cute.
I'll tell you what, like, maybe... Maybe it's me, and this is a different...
Show's almost over, and I'm going to start playing good music. It's fucking shit, man.
This is... It's people from a different part of the region, but Bruce and Rhoda's kids, like... Brown kids are so cute.
Yeah.
Like, so cute.
Yeah,
white kids just look stupid.
Yeah.
For the most part.
Yeah.
Their stupid blonde hair.
Yeah, I agree.
I don't know what it is, like...
I've never been able to pay attention to her kid, so I don't know what he/she looks like.
Right.
So I'm like, she's really cute.
Look for a vest.
Okay. Yeah. Babies love that shit, man.
Babies love vests.
Man, love it. Look how important I am. I have this thing that ticks. Daddy's so proud.
Picking at the wires.
Do you want to say goodbye? I think our night at Boston Stroker is probably about over.
Yeah. Bye.
Thanks for listening. You can find us at Snort Coffee on Twitter. I don't know that you're going to be able to hear any of this because it's really quiet.
Facebook.
I don't know what Facebook is.
It's that thing.
Yeah.
Remember that thing everybody used to care about?
There's like a billion people on that shit, dude. I don't even know what it is anymore.
I think their numbers are going to start dropping at
some point. I put on there, I was like, oh, this is still a thing. A couple weeks ago.
Everybody's like, fuck you, don't judge me. You ever get mad?
I said it was still a thing, and I was like, if you expect to communicate with me, I'm probably not going to be here. No, we'll... Good to go. If you're trying to communicate with me, I'm not paying attention.
No. That's why I just deleted it, because I felt like it was misleading to leave it open, and people like, I put something on your wall. Well, I'm not there.
My stepmom replies with a frowny face. I'm like, I don't know what to tell you.
Shut up, stepmom.
Yeah.
Leave me alone.
All right.
That's why you're just a stepmom.
937-305-7836. Make my pocket make noise.
937-212-5035.
Make his pocket make noise.
Text, do not call. I'm not going to answer you.
All right.
Or just leave a voicemail, whatever.
Yeah, that'd be fun. Thanks for listening.
Yeah, thanks.
Tell people, reviews, that kind of crap.
Request a place that you want us to record from.
Yeah, there you go. We can be boring from there, too.
Just watch us.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Four.